Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I hope all had a great week, and I hope your spirits are open and you are ready to receive what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Now, we've been talking about spiritual gifts, or what some people, mainly the charismatics and the Pentecostals, call the sign gifts, or a sign to the world that God has given you this special gift. Now, but let us not lose sight, and let us not miss the big picture of what we've been talking about, and that has been the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So, last week we started looking at what the Scripture actually says about when we receive those spiritual gifts, and that would be at the time of our salvation, as 90% of the church believes, or during the second blessing, what the Pentecostals and Charismatics believe, where you have to seek and tarry before the Lord, and in His time, that's God's, is right, He will indwell you with the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit giveth utterance. But wait, there's even more. As bad and divisive and strifeful as this issue is in the church, it can be worse. If you believe in the second blessing and you do not receive the second blessing, then you cannot and never will never ever receive spiritual gifts that the Word of God talks about. Also last week, I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me at this point in the teaching to go ahead and share what I believe about the second blessing, and I did. Again, I believe that there is no second blessing. Let me say that again. I believe that there is no second blessing. Rather, I believe we receive all things in Christ Jesus, and having received Christ, we are complete in Him. And at that time of our salvation, we receive all the spiritual gifts, including the sign gifts. Paul teaches to the church at Colossae and us in Colossians 2 and 9 through 10. For in Him, that's Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye, and ye are complete in Him, that would be Jesus, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Now, in my search of the Scriptures, I have never found nothing about a second blessing, because, well, there is no second blessing. I have patiently listened to the many experts who teach on the second blessing and was amazed at the contradictions in their teaching, the contradictions that they seem to just pass right over. Wow. Instead, they were pointing to experiences and reading them back into the Scriptures, like maybe what happened in Acts 2. It was amazing. It reminded me of all of those who call themselves prophecy teachers, and that they have the prophecy conferences, which all of the well-known speakers are on stage discussing what the Lord has told them individually, but there's never an agreement to the understanding there of the truth, because they all disagree with each other. Yet thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people pay hundreds of dollars at a minimum to attend, and they walk away saying, "What a blessed time we had in the Lord." Well, my friend, I'm afraid all they had was just their ears tickled. But all in all, the charismatic and the Pentecostal teachers were basing much of their teaching, on the assumption that they were in the one and only move of God, specifically called of God to lead the end time revival, and therefore they insisted that what they believe is the truth and everybody else is wrong, and God could not possibly want them to be deceived. But I guess they missed what Jesus said in Mark 13:22-23. Jesus said these words, "For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce. It is possible even the elect, but take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all of these things." God has told us to take heed. Now, I do not want to seem like I am one-sided. My hope in this teaching is to present you know, both sides of the truth of the argument, and hope you have enough of the Holy Spirit in you to where you will be able to discern the truth and not be led by your traditions or by your denominational teaching or even by your personal experience, but allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart and guide and lead you to the truth in the Word of God. So then, on the other side of the argument are those who think that everything having to do with the charismatics and the Pentecostal movement is of the devil. I have heard their arguments as well. They are correct in saying that the Bible does not teach about the second blessing, but then they go on to reject all of the spiritual gifts, which is not true. They reject outright the sign gifts. And in many cases, they speak, of the other gifts of the Spirit as they are of little more than the product of natural talents in theology or academia. And by the time they are done, they have sucked the life out of the reality of the Holy Spirit in us. So I came to this conclusion that the only thing that really matters is what the Bible teaches. Jesus and the apostles warned that there would be such deception in the end times, that even, remember, the elect could be deceived. And again, that was Mark 13:22-23. Check that out, my brother. They warned about real miracles, signs, and wonders, which were all to be a part of a deception. And above all, the Bible teaches an end time apostasy rather than an end time revival. Add all of this up and you must return to the scriptures, my friend. We must take the view that all things must be tested in the light and in the truth of revelation of the Word of God in conjunction with prayer. If not, my friend, you are going to be deceived. In the final analysis, I can honestly say that I do not care what miracles are claimed or even actually happen. And they do, my friend. And I do not care about how big and how seemingly prosperous the charismatic and the Pentecostal or any other movement becomes, for that matter. I do not care if the dead is raised or a fire is called down from heaven and it actually comes. All that matters, my friend, is whether truth is being taught and whether the Holy Spirit is doing what Jesus said he would be doing when he comes. The Bible itself tells us that this is what matters, and we would do well to heed this warning. Now before we look actually at what the scriptures say, and we'll probably do that next week, let me once again state for the record what I believe. And then as we look at what the Bible actually says, we could go ahead and hopefully square things up within our spirit. Again, now I believe that God has given us one blessing, one baptism, one Spirit. There we receive Christ. In Ephesians 4:4-6, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. 1:1:1. Wow. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. I believe that we are complete in Him. There is no second blessing, my friend. However, I also believe that within that one blessing of receiving Christ through the Holy Spirit are all of the spiritual gifts, all of them. All of them, again, Colossians 2:9-10, including the possibility of the so-called sign gifts. This, I believe, is what the Bible teaches. And I believe that everyone through whom the Holy Spirit is working is going to do what the Holy Spirit does. And that is center on the reality of Christ in us, our hope of glory. Preach the truth that sets people free and glorifies God Almighty. But let's go on to see what the Bible teaches about the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts. Not about what we receive or when we receive it, but what we actually receive. What we receive, not when we receive it. Did you get that point? Not when you receive it, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but what you receive. Amen? What you receive. You know, the downside of missing the truth, as millions in the world has, is the difference between walking in the light of God or not receiving the truth, and walking into presumption, which is, my friend, worse than sin. Jesus died for our sin, not for our presumption. Man, presumption is to think you are moving correctly in God, but have missed it totally. You know, it is bad to miss it in God. Oh, it is. But it's far worse not knowing that you have missed it. Wow. Next week, what does the Bible, what does the Scriptures really say about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have another tremendous week and that the Lord will bless you and the Lord will be able to open up this teaching, and so you will not walk in darkness and you will not walk in presumption. Amen.